Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, hello. Here's the thing. I feel I've got a little complacent lately with It's Only Blue Friday. So today I'm going to try and up my game a bit with this violin, which I'm going to try and play and do It's Only Blue Friday at the same time. So, shall I try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, hope you're okay. Yes, we've made it to Friday, and this is Radio 1. Thank you, Edith. Well, that could have gone either way, really. I think it's generally positive on 81199.
Generally.
Just thought I needed to up my game a bit, because last week, let's not forget that Becky did It's Only Blue Friday, and they flipping loved it. Andy, in, well, the M1 area, says, you're immense at playing the violin. Thanks very much. Don't let's talk about it. Becky was better last week, says Mike in Rochdale. There are a lot of calls for the one that doesn't speak to do Swanee Whistle Only Blue Friday next week. But how's that going to work?
Won't that just be a Swanee Whistle?
Well, yeah, because he can't speak.
Yeah.
Think again, Turbo in sunny South Shropshire. Not a bad effort on the old fiddle. Well done, Mill, says Dev in traffic on the M1. Wow, you're actually quite good. Kate in Newcastle, thanks so much.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, it's Mills on Radio 1. Something bad happened earlier.
Why?
I felt pale. I've not been feeling myself.
Okay.
So I thought I'd have, 6 minutes.
Six.
That's a sensible amount.
Yes, it
and
is.
I haven't done a sunbed for a long time.
Okay.
It's one of them stand-up ones. Near where I live, and it's very good value, so you know.
Okay, you don't have to justify to me. We're all aware that you like a bit of tanning.
Mm. Well, I do favour the spray these days, you see, because I'm aware that it's quite bad for
me
you.
Me too, but they're harder to find.
They are harder to find,
I find.
Anyway, thanks to the woman who didn't lock the door of the booth. Because there's two doors, you know. There's the first door you go in to get changed in,
right?
And then there's the second door where you open up, and that's where all the
Gee, did you walk in on her and you were also naked?
No.
Oh,
that would have been worse.
Oh. So this vision of you, in, like, between the first door and the second door, taking all your clothes off and then opening up again.
Like, oh, God, that would have been a lot worse. She was there with her hands in the air. I saw all of her from the back.
Right. I assumed that you had a woman to open and shut the door for you.
No.
That's why I originally...
There's two doors. There's the door you go in, then there's a little tiny area that you get changed in, and then there's the other door that you open and voila, you're tanning. But no, I wasn't... Can you imagine if I'd done that, if I'd actually walked into the first door, got changed, didn't realise she was in there, and then walked in. Hello, my darling, straight behind her. That'd have been worse.
Both in your silly little goggles.
Yeah.
Right.
So, we didn't really say much. I was like, oh, my God, sorry. But they do actually, I noticed they've switched from, they used to have Heart on, but they've switched to Radio 1 now.
Oh, that's in there. Good.
So, I don't know. So anyone that was in there at the same time will know what we're talking about.
At this precise moment, somebody will be getting themselves tanned, naked, with just a pair of goggles on whilst listening to this conversation.
Yes, they will. How does it make you feel?
The Scott Mills Daily.
JLS. A part of the live lounge tour with Joe Wiley next week. She's popping round their house on Tuesday. What do you think JLS's house would be like?
I don't know.
Different colour bedrooms?
Yeah, I reckon they'd be like a colour scheme.
Yellow, though. Green, blue and...
Do they all live together then?
I imagine they only have two bedrooms with bunk beds in each.
Have two of them just bought a flat together? Or do they all live together?
I think it's Aston and Marv... I shouldn't know... Should I know this? Is that wrong that I know
who
that?
Who lives with who?
I think Aston and Marvin live together. I've yet to have that confirmed. But I think that's the house that Joe's going to be going to, Aston and Marvin's new pad.
Is she following your lead and going to christen the bathroom at every house that she goes to? Like, you know, jobby at Robbie's and all of that.
Drop the kids off at the Hoffs.
Nothing really rhymes with Kasabian's. I don't know what she's going to do in their toilet.
She's or JLS, really.
Are we with Jay-Z?
Are we with Jay-Z? Yes, that's on Friday. when Jay-Z's going to Joe's house.
That's her own house. I would hope she's used the toilet in her own house at some point since she's lived there. Doesn't go out in the garden every time.
So Monday, it's Kasabian. Tuesday, JLS. Wednesday, Biffy Clyro. Thursday, Dizzy Rascal. Friday, Coldplay and Jay-Z. Joe announced this year's Live Lounge Tour lineup this morning.
Do a busy at Dizzy's.
It's all online at bbc.co.uk.
Scott, that's an email I forwarded you from about 2 weeks ago, so it's not to just read. Well, you can read, just read it if you want, but she didn't announce the Live Lounge Tour this morning.
Did she not?
No.
But she has announced it.
No, she announced it at some point. Yeah. I knew that.
It's been a busy time for you,
just
hasn't it?
You forwarded me the email, so I did. Sorry, I should have rewritten it for you. Bad,
yeah, you
Becky.
You really should. That is really bad.
I didn't realise you were the new anchor man and just read everything I put in front of you.
Oh, we could have lots of fun with that now, can't we? It will read anything.
What do you think Kasabian's house is like?
Are we changing the subject?
I knew that she announced it ages ago.
What's Kasabian's house like? I quite homely,
like, quite purple.
I would think.
No, I don't think so.
Lots of velour.
Do you?
Yeah. You seen like Serge's blazers? They're always like really soft.
I reckon there'd be pizza boxes everywhere though.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Biffy Clyro? Don't really know. Do you think they've got two loos like Mel B?
No, I very much doubt it.
Or is that more Dizzy Rascal? Anyway, Joe Wiley, she announced that Live Lounge tour a while
ago. A while ago.
And it was on the 2nd of September.
I knew that. All the details are still online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right, you know Gerard Butler?
Yes.
Actor bloke?
Yes.
Been in loads of things. The Ugly Truth, that premiere I worked on that, do you remember?
I don't remember you working on that, no.
Well, I did say that I was.
All right.
I just have to whoop up the crowd on the red carpet.
You have such a multimedia career, I find it difficult to keep up with you.
That was the one with him and Katherine Heigl. Quite a nice film, that. He's just done a new film with Jennifer Aniston called The Bounty. He was in 300, P.S. I Love You. And I was saying a while ago that at that premiere for The Ugly Truth, he came up to me and was like, "Hello, I love your show."
Sorry?
Hello, I love your show.
Right, how many times have I told you not to attempt accents?
Sorry. And I said that sometime... We were wondering whether he falls asleep listening to our podcast, because he lives in America, see?
Right.
Now, I did say that he listens, and you didn't... I don't think you really quite believed me. And guess who's just phoned up? Actual Gerard Butler, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Scott? What did you just say? I want to do my impersonation of you impersonating me.
Okay.
Right. Hello. I love your show.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling up, because they didn't quite believe me.
Yeah. I got to tell you. So I was lying in my garden, which I just got. I just got myself a garden. And I was actually falling asleep. And then I heard Becky say... I wonder if Gerard Butler falls asleep to our podcast.
And there you were, dropping off.
I promptly woke up to and listened to your discussion about whether my name was Gerard or Gerard.
Gerard.
Or Jerry. And Becky saying that, you know, that the idea of me falling asleep, listening to her in my bed, which, Becky, I got to tell you, is the truth.
Yeah. I know, but I know why you're really calling me.
Because I love you.
No, well, no, not just that. I've been reading about you on the internet. And if it was me, I would also be calling everyone I know to gloat.
What are you talking about?
Well, if I had snogged Jennifer Aniston, I would be phoning everybody, I'm telling you. And I don't blame you.
It's a booby trap. Here's me calling up just to say, I listen to your show, here's proof, and you sabotage me.
I'm just saying what I've been reading on the World Wide Web.
Have you actually been reading anything, Scott? Because the World Wide Web in front of me is just a load of Gerard images.
Yeah, I was just doing some research
on the phone. How's that research?
Well, it's important research. You see the ones in the... sort of the trunk ones, and then there's some of the nicer ones a bit further on.
You did have dinner with her, didn't you? Tell me that, please.
Oh, yeah, we had dinner, yeah.
Amazing.
But see, that's the interesting thing. There was six of us had dinner. There was a bunch of people from the movie.
And you kissed all of them?
I kissed, only the guys.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want any more rumours starting about me and another woman, so...
No, fair enough.
Guys at the table.
Anyway, enough about that. We were just talking about I went to Robbie Williams' house last week, right?
Yeah.
To do an interview.
By the way, can I, that's why I'm calling you, because I don't want you doing a jobby at Jerry's.
Yeah. We were, obviously,
we'll keep this strictly to a phone conversation.
Yeah, we were talking about me doing a jobby at Robbie's. We were just right. saying, you must have been to the loo in some amazing people's houses.
Yeah, I guess. The weekend we had a barbecue over at Courtney Cox and David Arquette's house, which was pretty amazing. Joel Silver's house, the producer, which was kind of unbeatable.
Dropping off the rocks round at Cox.
By the way, I disappeared for like an hour. This is crazy. Like, I'm not dropping names because this is not an everyday experience.
No.
But I went, climbed down. They have these stairs that goes right down. And I disappeared from the barbecue. And I go walking along the beach. And there's this crowd of people. And this guy sprinting full speed. I got to say, I was impressed. And he arrives just past me. And it's Justin Timberlake. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm thinking, only in Malibu, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my walk, so I didn't get back to the barbecue for an hour or so.
I was going to say, you weren't in Courtney Cox's loo for an hour.
No, I didn't do a jobby at Cox's.
No, good.
No.
All right, so you're in New York, but you've just been in LA. I'm following in your every move. You've just been in LA because you've just wrapped up your new film, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell me about that, please.
Well, actually, the weird thing is that film was in New York, so I finished in New York, but I had to go to LA to do some stuff for Gamer, which is another movie I did that just came out of the weekend. And now I'm back in New York to do some more silly stuff. But
we love it that you listen to our podcast.
I love your podcast. I got to tell you, it's I think I mentioned to you when you were trying to talk about The Ugly Truth up on the stage, and I didn't really want to talk about it. I wanted to talk about how much I loved your show. But seriously, in March, when I finished my movie, I came back, and I'd never heard the show before, and I got in my car, and I listened to you guys doing What's Occurring, and you know, the world champion Whistler, and you talking to David Hasselhoff, and that was me. I was hooked. And I would, every day I'd go for a drive in my car through the Highlands where my family live, and I'd stop off, but I'd listen to the show, and then I remember trying to leave my place at like 4:30 to go up a mountain, and I couldn't. It was your David Hasselhoff interview, and you're talking about the stuntman and what happened in the background, and I'm going, I can't leave. I've got to go up that hill because it's going to get dark. Anyway,
Becky's got a question for you.
Yes, Becky.
I'm off on holiday next week, so I was wondering if you'd take my place on Oh What's Occurring to play against Chappers.
He's a very busy man.
You might have time for that.
It's What's Occurring that I want to play.
Yeah, so
it's not on Fridays, you know that.
So yeah, it's not on Fridays, but it will be on Friday. Monday, so you can play it on Monday instead of me.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, call us back, please.
Hang on. Surely we should find him if he's gonna play.
Okay, yeah, what's your number? No, just joking. Could you do it's only Blue Friday, maybe?
Okay, how's that go again?
Just go. Okay. Go.
It's only Blue Friday.
Actual Jared Butler doing It's Only Blue Friday. Right. Cool. We might speak to you next week. Thanks so much for ringing up.
All right, guys, take care.
Take care, bye.
Bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Steph's been on saying, my girlfriend fancies Jared Butler a lot, and now, so do I. There are lots of people who are having a serious man crush on Jared Butler right now.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. Yeah. I just look at those pictures. I mean, how does he get his chest like that?
Four. Don't you think, Chappers?
Yeah,
Go on.
There's a very rugged fourness about him.
Say
yeah.
it, four.
Four.
Say four, Jared Butler.
Four, Jared Butler.
Martin and Peter's been on saying the actual Jared Butler on Scott Mills show. That's amazing. Yeah. Has somebody picked Becky up off the floor? Seriously, I think she's already making him her new desktop.
Well, I think it's a bit early for that. It was less than 10 minutes ago. I'll wait till after five.
She's playing it quite cool, is Becky.
Mm-hmm. That's good, that, though. I love that. He's like a proper Hollywood star. And he listens all the time. If you're a big film star and listen to our show, let me know. Thanks.
How do they do that?
You can email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Right.
And you're going to check this out when they email in by what? Just by then saying?
I just want to... Hi, Scott. Scarlett Johansson here. I listen all the time. Hi, Mills. What's occurring? It's Kira. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It might happen.
And then, can you do impressions of all of them as well, or is it only Gerard that you can do an impression of? Because it was uncanny.
I can do Keira Knightley.
Can you? Mm-hmm. Right. What was that?
If you're a big film star, you can text if you want. That's easier, maybe, if you're listening now. 81199.
Oh.
I bet we'll get loads now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's my job to call them all back going, no, you're not really them.
Yeah.
Yeah, how will we check? Is that Scarlett? Yes. Okay. Oh, excellent.
Are we allowed to say are we allowed to say the other thing that Becky said about Gerard?
Are you the real Will Smith? No.
No.
What? Are we allowed to say what?
Are we allowed to say the other thing? But she's shaking her head.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
All right, I'll tell you off.
Okay, good. So it's the Chris Moyles tour last night in London. Final one, celebrating his...
Now, are you sure about this? You're not reading an email from 2 weeks ago?
No, I know this.
Okay, right.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah.
Celebrating him being the longest Radio 1 breakfast DJ. And did you hear it this morning? There was like a half-hour mix of Jaguar Skills mixing up the last 5 years of the Chris Moyles show. People loved it on the text. Good idea. Like, just cramming everything in, like 5 years, into quite a short space of time. Now, we thought, you know, we're kind of taking that idea on board from Chris.
Mm.
I find sometimes it's probably quite a lot of a commitment to listen to this show, you know?
Right.
People are busy.
Yeah.
So if you don't have time to listen to our show, we thought, well, maybe we could do like a Jaguar Skills style mix of events that have happened, a la Chris Moyles this morning.
Right.
So, I know you're busy, so if you have missed the shows this week, here it is in 1 minute 30 for you.
More time to practice your putting with the Potty Putter. Potty Putter. Potty Putter. Pot, 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 potty Putter.
How do you get the ball back? Back, back.
Pot, pot, pot,
back, back, back.
Oh no, it's gone over by the bar again. Oh no, it's gone over by the bar again.
We did a special interview with Leona Lewis.
Right.
Well, you did, actually.
I like young and fresh.
That's very pleasing.
Is the one that doesn't speak available for booking?
Is it Milkshake by Khalees?
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! That's horrible.
Dutch ovens. Dutch ovens. Dutch ovens.
Dave Anisi says, why does Becky sound like a div? Div, div, div.
I seem to remember that Mel B has two names.
Are you sure the Mel B one wasn't a B day?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I could launch my own cheese. Would you eat Scott Mills cheese?
No. I'm a pretty.
So hot.
There you are. See, Jaguar Skills style. That was Slaguer Spills, actually.
It was who again?
Slaguer Spills.
Slaguer Spills?
Yeah.
Right.
Inspired by Chris Moyles this morning. And that was the 1 minute 30 mix of everything that happened on this show this week. I hope you enjoyed it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.